Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is taking a massive leap towards a greener future, with Andhra Pradesh unveiling a whopping 22,000 crore green energy corridor, set to integrate a staggering 18 gigawatts of renewable capacity into the state's grid. This project, launched by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, includes 2,261 kilometers of new transmission lines and 5 major pooling stations with a combined capacity of 9,500 megawatts. But what makes this significant is that it directly supports India's Panchamrit commitment of achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil installed capacity by 2030, a pledge made at the COP26 summit in Glasgow in 2021. The project also includes India's first digital twin grid, built in partnership with the Pravah AI Lab, which is linked to Stanford. This innovative grid would enable real-time monitoring of every grid node, line, and substation, as well as predictive analytics for outages, congestion, and renewable energy intermittency. But why does this matter? The Green Energy Corridor Program, launched by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in 2015-16, addresses the biggest structural challenge of India's renewable transition, transmission and grid integration capacity for variable renewable energy. Solar and wind are non-dispatchable, meaning their output depends on irradiance and wind speed, and without transmission upgrades, large renewable energy generation in remote zones cannot reach demand centers. The Green Energy Corridor builds the grid backbone, and Andhra Pradesh Phase 3 is a state-led initiative announced under the National Green Energy Corridor Framework. Note this carefully, the National Green Energy Corridor Framework has separate multi-state Phase 3 planning at the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy level, which continues separately. Now, let us turn to the architecture of Andhra Pradesh Phase 3. The project includes pumped storage projects, which are the workhorse of grid-scale energy storage. Pumped storage projects use cheap off-peak electricity to pump water from a lower reservoir to an upper one, and during peak demand, water releases through turbines to generate electricity, similar to conventional hydropower. The round-trip efficiency of pumped storage projects is 70-85%, making them a critical component of India's renewable energy mix. India faces increasing duck curve problems where solar floods the grid by day and demand peaks after sunset. Pumped storage projects bridge that gap. Crucially, India's pumped storage pipeline is approximately 60 gigawatts, according to the Central Electricity Authority's 2024 estimate. The National Framework for Promoting Pumped Storage was launched in April 2023, which has accelerated the approval process. Major pumped storage projects operational or under construction include the Tehri project in Uttarakhand, the Pinnapuram project in Andhra Pradesh, and the Sharvathi project in Karnataka. It is worth pausing here to note that the digital twin grid is a real-time virtual replica of a physical asset, in this case, Andhra Pradesh's electricity grid. The Pravah AI lab-built system would enable real-time monitoring, predictive analytics, and scenario simulation, making it a meaningful step in grid modernization under the National Smart Grid Mission. Now, let us look at the national context of India's renewables. India's renewable energy transition faces several structural challenges, including storage, DISCOM finances, manufacturing self-reliance, land and biodiversity conflicts, and critical minerals. The National Battery Energy Storage System's mission targets approximately 50 gigawatts by 2030, which is an ambitious goal. The aggregate losses of distribution companies are approximately 2 lakh crore, which puts renewable energy power purchase agreements at risk of curtailment. The revamped distribution sector scheme is addressing this issue. India still imports over 80% of its solar modules from China, but the approved list of models and manufacturers and the production-linked incentive scheme are addressing this challenge. So what exactly changed? The government has launched several initiatives to promote renewable energy, including the Green Energy Corridor Program, the National Smart Grid Mission, and the Carbon Credit Trading Scheme. The Supreme Court has also recognized the right to be free from climate change as a constitutional right under Article 21 and Article 14. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Green Energy Corridor Program was launched in 2015-16 by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The first phase of the program included 8 renewable energy-rich states and had an outlay of approximately 10,141 crore. The second phase, approved in January 2022, included 7 states and had an outlay of 12,031 crore. Andhra Pradesh state-led Phase 3 has an outlay of 22,000 crore and includes 18 gigawatts of renewable energy, 2,261 kilometers of transmission lines, and 5 pooling stations with a combined capacity of 9,500 megawatts. The pooling stations are located at Mudigubba, Talupula, Ramaipatnam, Urummilla, and Koppaka. India's non-fossil installed capacity has reached 283.46 gigawatts, according to the International Renewable Energy Agency's 2026 estimate. India added approximately 55.3 gigawatts of renewable energy in the fiscal year 2026, with 44.61 gigawatts coming from solar energy, which is a record. The country achieved the milestone of 50% non-fossil fuel-based installed capacity in June 2025, 5 years ahead of its target. The Panchamrit Pledge, made at the COP26 summit in Glasgow in 2021, aims to achieve 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed capacity by 2030, reduce carbon emissions by 1 billion tons, and cut the carbon intensity of the economy by 45% by 2030. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the subjects of environment, energy, and economics, and is likely to be asked in the preliminary and mains examinations. Remember this number, 500 gigawatts, which is India's target for non-fossil fuel-based installed capacity by 2030. In conclusion, India's renewable energy transition is gaining momentum, with the Green Energy Corridor program playing a critical role in addressing the structural challenges of transmission and grid integration capacity. As the country moves towards a greener future, it is essential to remember the significance of pumped storage projects, digital twin grids, and the various initiatives launched by the government to promote renewable energy.